Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Powered, already fully caffeinated, San Francisco Bay coffee. I'll turn our stickers. Apparently, we had a little hookup over the weekend.
Maddie got laid?
No, but he did. He was the hookup. And Bob.
Why are you phrasing it like that?
Hook up? You guys hooked up, right?
We hung out.
Okay, yeah, hung out, hooked up.
Sounds. Don't say it like that. I'm going to throw up.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Well, that's nice. Hey.
Susan and I went to Alameda and had dinner with Maddie. I got to meet Fred. Maddie's loft is so sick.
Yeah.
He's got so much cool memorabilia. Even his china cabinet looks cool, Vinny. It's great.
Oh, his antique china cabinet?
Yeah.
How's that?
It's adorable.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised. He has hands made of glue. Anything that's not taped down, he brings home.
He's had a lot of eras, Maddie.
Yes. Ah. Yeah.
Susan didn't recognize him in a single picture in the apartment.
Oh.
Yeah. Remember I had longer hair and goatee.
Looked like you. I don't know. Yeah. I still.
A lot of people see those pictures and go, who's that guy?
Oh, that's old me. This is new me.
That's young me.
Please don't make any comments.
Why do you look so bedraggled in all the pictures?
Oh.
No. I do, though.
Do you?
Well, most of the events we were at, I was wasted.
I know. Oh, my God. So. You and No Name were like on a holy terror tour.
Who I saw Friday, the Live 105.
Yeah, tell us about the Live 105 event, because that I saw pictures of on social media and just was really proud and happy for everyone involved. Like, it was really cool.
It was dope. It was really sick. They had, I mean, everybody from like all the different generations was there, but they did a lot. They showed a lot of the old promotional videos for them back in the 90s, and those were just, it's just so much fun to see what it really looked like and, you know, the music that was being, you know, that they were promoting at the time. But
so
no,
Live 105
really nice.
Was inducted into the San Francisco Radio Hall of Fame.
Radio Hall of Fame, which is in Alameda.
Oh, well, that's an easy commute for you.
Yeah, it was nice. I may or may not have taken a date.
You took a date.
I did.
Oh, my God. Who is this?
I don't
want to
talk about it.
Yeah, you do. You just brought it up. No one had any idea.
No one knew. You did not have to say anything.
Is it the girl that I know?
No.
Oh.
No, different one.
The one from Sacramento?
No.
Who did you take to the Live 105 event?
Did you bring Bob
event?
And Susan
That's
as
it.
Your date?
It was
no,
my date.
No, you didn't bring them.
Now, quit
it.
Lying. Tell
no,
us what's
I,
up.
I had a good date. Like a good date. Like nothing bad. Like all the other dates that I've been on.
Where did you guys meet at the place?
No, she came over to my house.
Oh.
And then we went from there.
Did you have dinner somewhere?
Yeah, I had dinner.
Oh.
I had dinner in Alameda on Park Street. Yeah, a really nice little place. And
where'd you meet this
girl? Look at him nervously fidgeting with his bracelets.
He brought it up. He wants to talk about it.
He's wearing jewelry.
It was a good date.
Where'd you meet her?
Instagram.
DM?
Yeah. Like a long time ago, she DM'd me and asked me out to a concert. And I just was like, and then we started talking and we've been texting for a little bit. And
DMing or texting?
Texting.
You gave her your number.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've been texting for a
couple.
Does
she live locally?
Cloverdale.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Cloverdale is so far.
I know. It's all right. I don't want somebody to be around all the time.
Well, that's going to work out great. Okay. What does she look like?
I mean, brunette. A little younger than me.
Little?
The end?
Or a lot?
Kind of a lot.
Yeah? In her 20s?
30s.
Oh, okay.
34.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it's not terrible.
She's a fully grown woman.
Yes.
Able to make her own choices.
Yes.
Yeah.
But if there will be a second date. So.
Oh, real there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure, so for there sure. was a kiss.
Oh yeah, there was stuff going on.
Oh.
There was nudity.
I didn't say that.
I'm asking you. Was there nudity?
There was no nudity.
Did the kiss happen in your apartment or outside of your apartment?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did the first kiss happen? Before or after you left your apartment?
Before.
Oh, right when she got there, you guys were like, this is magnetic.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh. How did touch? Walk us through it. How did that happen?
No, I just immediately saw, we've been talking a lot. You know, we talked on the phone.
Oh my God, it's an hour and 35 minutes to Cloverdale from Alameda.
It's so far. It's like as far away as you can get and still sort of feel like, well, I'm sort of in the Bay Area still.
Yeah.
And I think the smart train's going to go all the way up there. So at some point you'll be able to take a ferry to, you're going to be able to, you can do it. All on public transit. It'll take
like
3 hours.
It's 2 hours and 8 minutes right now.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Oh. Okay, back to, you're walking me through how you get to the
no,
kiss
we
part.
Just, we Is saw each other was? And we're just immediately, you know, like, hugged. And then, like, a few minutes later, we just looked at each other and kissed. Yeah.
Just like that.
It was very easy.
You want to make up a nickname for her? Like, you think
that
she's going to be around?
That does sound easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We call her a nurse. She's a nurse, so nursey.
Nurse Ratchet.
No.
Are you sure?
No, that's
Nurse Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Cloverfield.
Isn't that the monster movie?
Yeah. Monster.
Nurse Clover.
Yeah.
I kind of like Nurse Cloverfield instead of Nurse Cloverdale because Cloverfield was such a scary movie.
That's funnier. Yeah.
Okay, so. You're making out before you even leave.
Yeah.
Making out or just like?
I'm kissing. I mean, not like, I mean, we weren't like, you know. I
any,
like,
do you get to second base?
I wasn't like trying to, you know, do any of that.
Hold on. Before we progress, and we will, what do you think the bases are, Bob?
One, first base is making out. Second base is like feeling each other up. Third base is the other things.
Feeling each other down.
Yes.
Okay.
And then home run is, you know, all the way.
Okay. That checks.
Mm-hmm.
What was the one we, like, there was some, like, new one that the new kids had where, like, second base was oral.
No, I think third was face. But I don't know. I'm not.
Okay. She sounds like she's got the standard baseball references.
I prefer
okay.
what she just said. That's what I grew up with. There was no...
Right. No, once it
once
was...
Once you get to this...
Yeah, you are... You've hit a home run.
You're a home run, right. Yes. There's... Yeah.
Yeah. She agrees. Okay, she's nodding. Okay, so did you get to second base?
Yeah.
Before you left the house?
No. It was later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bra I mean, on or bra off?
Oh my God.
Just wondering. Asking for a friend.
I know.
I opened it up.
You walked right into it.
I wanted to share a little joy of my week with my friend.
Share it. Yes.
And then this is not joyful.
It's everything.
There goes the joy.
A YouTube commenter says, oh my gosh, guys, leave him alone. Stop the grilling. This is a new relationship. Don't ruin it.
Yeah. Hey, listen,
and I agree.
He knows. He's not new. He's more experienced than maybe
us.
Well, yeah. Doing radio at 16. He knows. He brought it up. He came walking right into a buzzsaw. He said, you know what I should do? Throw myself out in front of everybody and let it all happen. Have me.
Well, I wanted to
we're having.
I mean, she spent the night, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this.
I didn't want her driving all the way back.
We hit a home run then, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
out of the park.
Totally at, saying he,
oh,
he
my
did.
God.
The reason I brought it up is because she actually
wanted to brag about getting
and she
back.
Met her, so I wanted I didn't want her to have to lie
because
about
she never
our,
left
our night.
She was still there when what time of day on Saturday? So this was a bag drop. She showed up Friday, and when did she leave?
Susan and I were talking about that in the car on the way home. We were like, so do you think she's still wearing the same clothes as what she wore
no,
at the Live 105
event?
This.
She brought a bag.
She brought some clothes.
Yeah.
So she left this. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Oh,
a
wow.
marathon date. That's what the kids call it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vinny calls that a bag drop.
You know what? The truth is,
if you're going to have that big a distance, you know.
I dated a lady in Napa, and it was she. I really liked her, and we had great times together. But by Sunday at 10 a.m., I was thinking, please leave. I got to get stuff done. I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the whole weekend can't be this.
Right. Oh, I had a cutoff time on Sunday. I said, listen, after this time, I have stuff to do.
Yeah. What time?
I've got it. It was 11 a.m.
Oh, checkout time is at 11.
Checkout time.
Yeah. And did she comply?
Oh, yeah.
And was she mad about it?
No.
The worst
part? I got stuff to do. I got stuff to prep for this show. I got school stuff. I got, that's when I do all my grading. Mm.
The worst part is when you really start to like them and you're like, I don't want you to leave. I'm not in a rush for you to get out. But damn, do I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
And then you just find yourself going, she left at 4. Now I just got to go to bed.
Forget it. I'll just stay for dinner. I mean, I'm already here by the time I get home.
It is a thing, man.
Oh my God, good for you.
I'm glad you
had
fun.
That's great.
Sounds like you made a connection.
Nurse
and that's
Cloverfield
great.
Is in the house fall weekend.
There you go.
Is she coming back this weekend?
No. She actually has a little girl. And she's got her for that weekend, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's nice. So that's like an every other weekend thing?
Yeah.
That is really nice.
That's actually really nice.
Yeah. I mean, so far, we'll see.
We will see.
Yeah, we will. We're going to say.
I'll update you in 2 weeks.
Oh, and it's a 3-day weekend in 2 weeks.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's President's Day.
That is a President's Day weekend.
Yeah. Oh, how exciting. Was she nice, Bob?
She was very nice.
Really? What was
she
your
was super
first
into
impression?
Him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Already?
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they sitting like real close to each other? And
not too much, but yes, Vincenzo.
Do you think that it was, did it go down Saturday night or do you think they already did it Friday night?
I think it already happened. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
they were comfortable with each other.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Mm. Fred likes her. Fred likes everybody.
Fred, I was going to say. Well, that wasn't a hard one.
Well, somehow you eclipsed the Live 105 Hall of Fame date.
Sounds great.
I mean, you saw all the people who've been on the radio all those years.
Yep.
And yet all we really want to know about is, was it
Nurse
fun?
Cloverfield.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're great. Totally into her.
When was the last time you did it before then?
It's been a while.
Well, you have that one girl.
Yeah. Bag drop. Haven't seen her in a while, though.
Boy, he's got a lot of
good
bag
for
drops.
You, kid.
Yeah, good for you. I'm happy for you. I hope it sounds, thank I'm you. Glad she's into you. I hope that turns into something.
How could she not? You be? Could, come on.
I know.
Geez.
You
all
really,
of a sudden,
you really
so
are.
Confident.
Right.
Oh,
my
God. Oh,
this
boy.
Is the guy who takes a girl out that she wants to date him and comes back. I don't think she's into me. What? She wanted to date you. All right. Now he's all back. He's back, baby.
But there is a new number one this
week.
And it's not Harry?
It's not Harry.
He fell off.
That is not it's not one of his best songs. I don't know if it's
agreed.
If he's out in front of, the trends and suddenly everyone's going to go, he knew what to do.
Maybe.
I don't see it. It's not a top pop song and it doesn't admit, but maybe Sitting on the Nugget that's going to be the song of summer. Who knows? My neighbor told me, how dare you? And I went, you really love that song? She went, no, not really. But don't talk about Harry like that.
It's so funny. Everybody's been doing that.
Out, the whole record's not out.
No,
right?
No,
okay.
Not yet.
So fingers crossed, that guy's
but
good.
You know record labels. You know. They don't put out.
They put out something good.
The sucky song and wait for the record. They put out the hit so that you're frothing to get your hands on the record.
So that was the best song on the album is what you're telling me.
I don't know, but Taylor Swift's singles are almost never the best song on the album.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you something. That lady, is it Opalite? Is that the one that's in the middle of the night? It's in my head.
Yeah,
like
that's
I
a good
wake
song.
Up to go number one. And it's running in my head as I'll realize, Oh my God. There's a song in my head.
It is an earworm for sure.
Oh my totally. God.
I tell you, baby, it's all right.
I watched the music video after we left here on Friday.
How was it?
It's so weird. It's so fun.
Oh, what's weird about it?
It's a whole story where she is dating a rock.
Oh yeah.
And it's not going well. And so then she buys off of this infomercial, this thing called Opalite that she sprays on herself and takes
her
on this whole-
And a rock comes around.
No. It makes her leave the rock, and then she finds a person who was with not a stapler, but something else.
What?
Oh. He was also with an inanimate object,
you don't mean
and then
the
they find each other.
Rock. And you don't mean
no,
the-
she was dating a physical rock.
She's on a swing, and the rock gets thrown and lands at her feet. And
you
she
don't mean Dwayne Johnson, though,
no,
either.
No.
A rock,
like a big rock, like a small boulder.
Like a rock.
Like a big, solid.
I don't know how else to say it.
How do you know she's dating the rock?
Because like, she's taking
she kisses
it.
They're on dates.
Yeah,
they're...
she gives it a friendship
in
bracelet.
The video.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a whole journey.
With a rock,
yes.
Not the country. Or the movie star.
Can you please grab the Opalite video off of YouTube and put that up on the Sarah Mini Facebook page so people can easily access it?
You can't do it anymore. Why is Taylor Swift dating a rock?
No
symbolism.
One knows. Yeah, sure. Symbolism, Vin.
All right. Mm. I wish them the best.
No, they don't end up together. That's the whole point.
Yeah, she has to break
free. She gets Opalite, and then she's not dating The Rock anymore.
Does she have sex with The Rock?
Sure, yep.
It's PG.
Mm. Yeah, they just imply it. The door closes, you know.
Oh, really?
And the rain comes.
Just, the waves are washing up on the shore.
The Rock leaves its handprint against the window.
It slides down. Oh, that's funny.
The Rock goes under the covers and you just see it bouncing.
Okay.
One too far.
We had it. We had it, Maddie.
It eats chicken sexually. Oh. Bob, I see you found us a whiteboard, and we're going to start keeping track of how many hours since the last accident here at work on the... It'll be, you know...
Well, next week, it's going to be me
accidents.
Running the board, so...
That's going to be good!
No.
It's going to be so good.
Don't need to
good.
Keep track of all my mishaps.
The first day you were gone, last time we did it, the three of us together alone, we were like, it's going to be great, we're going to be fine,
yeah.
We got this, we all... This is, you know... It's our show, too.
It'll be,
we'll
fun,
be fun,
right? Yeah, it'll be great.
And literally the first break, something went wrong, and Maddie's like, oh, no! We were like, ah!
I didn't activate the studio. We had dead air.
Oh, my God. Oh. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah. Like, right
I've
out of
done
the
that,
gate.
Though. We've done that a couple times. It's hard. There's so many buttons to push and so many things to remember. So as of right now, we're at zero hours with no broadcast mistakes. I mean... Technical. We're going to make lots of broadcast mistakes today.
Say.
Board mistakes, broadcast mistakes, whatever.
Hey, a couple of fast facts on that Happy Birthday song, by the way.
Oh, all right.
Stevie Wonder,
sure.
One we were talking about.
Yeah.
That was written for Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday as it went to help establish it as a national holiday. And Black Americans from the 408 sing that song to their families and friends. So it's a thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I really appreciate you educating us on that.
Thank you.
What I was starting to tell you, now I remember, was as Bad Bunny finished his Super Bowl halftime show, we'd been discussing, you know, who's the greatest. And I remember Prince being absolutely phenomenal, like one of the greats. And, you know, it started to rain while he's getting, you know, doing that. I look back at it and he also was wailing on guitar, like ripping, like shredding on guitar. And I just thought, what a time that was okay. Like no one would sit through it anymore. They need dancers. They need other artists to jump out of a box and also be, you know, part of the part. There's no way that you would be given 15 minutes and 8 of it can be you just doing guitar solos.
Right. And just being you. Everyone look at me for 8 minutes.
He was absolutely phenomenal, right up my alley. But as I look back, I went, oh, I bet a lot of people went, oh.
Where's the fanfare?
Yeah. Or at least if you look back now through what we through see
the,
today.
Right, because the sets are elaborate and it's just like the whole thing.
He did have that. He had his symbol was the stage.
Oh, yeah.
Look back at it. It'll surprise you.
You know, that's one thing that I really did miss from the Bad Bunny thing was the overhead angle is always sort of part of like the shape of the stage or how people are lined up or the people who are dancing in that overhead just for that. It looks like a mess when you're down at floor level, but then up above they're making all these shapes or whatever. Like that's a huge part that I really thought that last shot right down the full set that Bad Bunny had set up. I was like, that was lost. That they should have done more with that. That was cool. Okay, hi. We haven't even said it's Alice. So if you're really confused, you're like, where am I? You're at Alice 973. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, fully caffeinated. Oh, San Francisco Bay Coffee. They came on a couple weeks ago. I went through my medium roast that I brew every day. So yesterday I tried it's something fog and it's like one tick more roasted, not all the way to the French roast like you were having. I walked out, my kitchen just smelled like a dream. I was like,
The fog chaser.
Fog chaser, that's it. Oh, it certainly did chase the fog. That is for sure. And I'm really enjoying it. I usually just want a medium roast. And this is delicious.
There you go.
There it is. San Francisco Bay Coffee. Check it out. You can get it at Amazon. Okay, this part of the show is brought to you by Creative Energy. Don't miss Creative Energy's Winter Wellness Event, February 14th through the 28th. Complimentary upgrades on qualifying hot spring spas, plus special savings on saunas, swim spas, cold plunges, and fireplaces. Plates again. Did you just slap a San Francisco Bay Coffee sticker on your Valkyrie's cap?
No one knows that.
Except everyone watching on YouTube. He slapped your head. I was like, oh no, did you forget to do something? You pulled your hand away. I'm like, nope.
I was looking at
always be Brandon.
Different places to put it. And I realized covering the lens isn't going to work.
No. Yep. That's.
So in frustration, I just said,
hit it again. It stuck up on the one side. Yeah. There you go.
You were saying.
I forget. Oh yeah. Creative Energy. Get a hot tub. You guys. So awesome. You can call us or text us at 800-400-3697. That's a go-to. Use it and use it often. So this is interesting. I mean, I don't know that we'll ever get to hear the outcome, the end of this particular Olympic story. Like, will this guy get the gold? There's a guy by the name of Sturla Holmlund.
Is this the cheetah?
This is the cheetah.
I made a note. I don't know where I left it, so it didn't help me much. But
that happens.
But I saw this and was like, we have to talk about that. Tell us everything.
Here's our opening salvo.
Yeah, tell us everything.
Sturla Holmlund from Norway. He won a bronze in the biathlon. That's the one where they are cross-country skiing and shooting at the same time. So he won a bronze. He did great, but he couldn't enjoy it. Because he's heartbroken. Do you know about this?
I saw a clip of him saying something about it.
Well, I've got the audio.
Okay, well, and I have the translation. But this is a man with a broken heart.
He broke his own heart.
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Okay.
This is a fool.
Before you even kind
of... It's heartbreaking, though. I actually want them to...
I know what you're saying. I actually think it's heartbreaking, too. I think probably lots of people... I won't say dudes, men and women have in a moment thought, I deserve this. I haven't.
I can get away with it.
It's whatever your reasoning is. Maybe you've been on you've been put on the sidelines for a while and you're like, I'm about to compete. I'm an Olympian, whatever, whatever the thing is. After the fact, you go, I threw it all away for that. I'm sure it's a common reality people face.
Yeah.
And this guy.
I had something special. Boo.
Go on.
Okay. So This is, let's just listen to the tone of this guy's voice as he's talking about this thing that he has done.
Yeah, so I've got two pieces of audio. This is the first one. This is him. He immediately gets off the mount. I mean, this is his first interview.
Right.
He's like, he slushes in and then here he goes.
He cross-country skis, shoots, wins the bronze, and now this the all the reporters run over and they want to get
after
a comment.
After game interview.
Mm.
Og så er det en jeg ville dele det her med, som kanskje ikke ser på i dag. For et halvt år siden så møtte jeg mitt livs kjærlighet. Verdens vakreste, fineste person.
I'm sorry, I don't hear English.
Og for tre måneder siden
så you can hear pain though, can't you?
Var utro mot henne. Og jeg fortalte det for en uke siden.
It's so sad.
Og det har vært den første uke i mitt liv. Så jeg hadde gullmedalje i livet.
What language is that?
He's Norwegian. He does sound so sad.
Yeah.
He said Libra. Yeah. Libra in there. Isn't that love in German? Liebchen?
Might be.
I don't know. I was trying to decode.
Okay, so that's what he says upon crossing the finish line.
What's the
translation?
The guy asks him a question, you know, how does it feel? And he's like, there's someone I wanted to share this with who might not be watching today. 6 months ago, I met the love of my life, the most beautiful and kindest person in the world. 3 months ago, I made the biggest mistake of my life. I was unfaithful, and I told her about it a week ago, right before he left. This has been the worst week of my life. I had the gold medal in life. I'm sure there are many people who will see things differently, but I only have eyes for her. Sport has come second these last few days. Yes, I wish I could share this with her. Ooh. Big dummy. It's not English, but the emotion is universal.
Yeah, I didn't realize they'd only been together for a few minutes. That doesn't seem...
My theory is that she's like, dude, we weren't really even dating. Like
6 months, like, they were together 6 months.
Yeah, like,
you said I love you at that point.
Oh, hell yeah.
I don't know. I think this guy is obsessed, and she's more like, dude, chill. Like, it wasn't a big deal. It's over.
No, the timeline is they're together 6 months ago. 3 months later, he cheats on her the one time. Only the one time. I didn't mean to do it. I tripped and fell into that. And then 1 week before he goes to the Olympics.
Are you sure he's not from Mumbai?
No, that would be very different. I'm not allowed to do that accent anymore. I've been told specifically.
Okay, so I have a second piece of audio.
Okay, so now what is this?
He gets done, and then they have the press conference where they're all sitting at a table.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is actually in English, and somebody's like, now that you said that, you know, how do you feel about what you said? And
this is what I saw.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it right now? Do you think it was the right choice or?
Yeah, really, I don't know if it's the right choice or not. But it was the choice I made. We make different choices during our life, and that's how you make life, basically. So today I made the choice to tell the world what I did. So maybe there's a chance that she will see what she really means to me, and maybe not, but I don't want to think I didn't try everything to get her back. So, yeah, again, Johan, I don't want to steal the show today. I hope...
Too late, buddy.
This is just like a day or two long thing, and then your Olympic gold medal is forever.
Yeah, this is the Olympic story I'm interested in right now.
This is what you will be known for the rest of your life.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
I'm sorry, didn't he win bronze?
He did, but I'm sure that's not his only... If he's saying gold... Oh, maybe he means get her back and it's the gold medal.
I don't know. I just heard him say, you know, you're a gold medal winner forever. And I thought, no, you're not. You're a bronze medal winner.
Yeah. Maybe he must have other events, I guess.
All right.
Otherwise, if after that admission... And a bronze, I'd be running for home.
Oh, I was thinking I would take him back.
You what?
I think
so
too.
It's the biggest day of his whole life, and
it's all he can think about.
He's thinking about you. Are you kidding me? That's the dream.
It's so romantic.
The rom-com writes itself.
Yeah. We've been together. Oh, let me just play devil's advocate. I'm a lady now.
Okay.
We've been together 3 months.
Wait, you got to flip your hair.
And we'd been doing it like bunnies. since we met. And somehow you found a way to fall into another woman's area.
It was a big mistake.
Yeah, it was a big mistake.
I'm really sorry about it. It's been eating me alive.
Let me just talk to this bronze medalist for... Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I got to flip my hair. Let me just talk to this. What are you going to do?
Please forgive me.
When we're covered in kids and schedules and you haven't seen me naked and shaved in months.
Oh, boy.
If not...
Naked and shaved.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sarah.
Things have gone to hell?
No, I'm just saying. Yes, you're in the middle. What do you call that? The thick of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in the thick of it.
The thick of the thicket.
And now she's, apparently, you know, busy beyond belief.
I don't have time to do you. Don't go and get it somewhere else like you did that one time before the Olympics, before I took you back. You promised me that we would be together forever and that you would do your part to help raise the family. Swedish, Norwegian.
No, I got you.
Indian, I don't know.
Something.
Something.
It's amazing, no matter what it was.
Anyway, I actually
thank you for appreciating it.
I hope the love prevails. I did see this yesterday and thought it was stunning that world stage he just comes undone. But I also think, like, 3 months in, bro.
I know. You couldn't keep it in your pants for more than 3 months. But then, you know, he has been suffering. And it's all he's thinking about. I think she gives him another chance, but ultimately it doesn't work out.
I think she's embarrassed. Like, dude, why? Why on national? Why would you do that?
Because I
call
love
me
it
out.
So much.
Someone, if it were me and I was in the audience.
Put your hand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you call on me.
Vinny, do you have a thought on this?
Have you been with anybody since you've been here in the Olympic Village?
Well, of course I have, because they pass out the condoms and all the girls say, hey, do you want to do anything? Because we're here at the Olympics. So of course I have, because I'm single. We're on a break. Everyone knows everything's okay when you're on a break.
I just wonder if he's not that guy too.
Right.
Well, she did dump me. I mean, I can do what I want now.
What am I supposed to do? Pine away all the live long day? I mean, I am a man with needs.
Right.
And a gun and cross-country skis.
Uh-huh.
This has been the worst week of my life. I love it. What's his name again? Sturla. Sturla Holmlagrid.
I'm rooting for Sturla.
I'm rooting for Sturla and whatever his girl's name is.
707 is saying, how embarrassing for this woman to have the public breakup. He's just looking for attention and sympathy from the ladies. And you guys are right there going, oh, I would forgive him. Oh, yeah.
Well, maybe
he's going to have a line out the door now.
We'll see.
Yeah, someone in the YouTube said something similar. Sounds like a manipulative man. He cheats and then cries to get sympathy on the world stage.
Yeah. He is a cheater. He did cheat on her. Now she has to take all that into consideration and the fact that instead of being like, yay, go team, let's go. He was like, I'm in love and so everything is ruined.
I don't have confirmation on this, but we did get a few texters saying that she said nah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
She has to say nah. Mm. Again. We just started together. We've been doing it like bunnies. You were away for 2 days. And you fell into another one?
This is the quote from her. It's hard. We've got a quote from her. It's hard to forgive. The woman who wished to remain anonymous told Norwegian tabloid VG, even after a declaration of love in front of the world.
That doesn't mean no.
No, that isn't a no.
Thinking about it.
Yeah.
As a romantic.
Yes, dear.
I would never be able to say no. This is the most amazing thing ever. I would want to be part of this story.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd go public immediately and be like, I'd forgive you, Sturla.
And run towards him in the Olympic Village.
Right, with the torch even.
Jump into his arms.
Oh. What do you do? Seriously.
I think I'd go back to him and give him one more chance. Especially after this. I mean, that's pathetic. Like,
oh, okay.
Right, yeah. I'd be like, one more chance. People can have a second chance, Vinny.
I'm a second chance guy. Trust me. This is very new. For him to already be, he's burning up a second chance in less than a year.
He gets no. You don't
They've
get
been
a third chance,
six,
right?
6 months they're
yep.
together.
Yeah. And basically, he broke up with her a week before he went into the Olympic Village by telling her about the cheating that happened at the 3 month mark. But then he told us the whole story and was super emotional.
All right.
I like it.
You like it.
I love it.
I can't wait for the movie.
Love it.
Oh boy.
People
wow.
make mistakes. People are stupid.
People do make mistakes.
Especially then, boys.
I know. But then they realize, and it's a comeback story. I like it.
You like it.
Yeah. I want her to go. Her name's definitely Olga, right?
All right. Something let me like just ask you if you are on board with her getting to essentially ruin his life going forward with revenge and hold it over his head for as long as humanly possible.
Oh, yeah. It never gets forgotten.
I mean, that's part of the game, too, right? I mean,
absolutely.
Not only do you do trash and chop wood, but
don't look at her. She's pretty, and I know how you are. Oh, don't worry, Olga. I only have eyes for you. Would you like some meatballs? I mean, they're so close to Sweden. I'm just really leaning on that.
Uh-huh.
Only if you take me to IKEA. All right. That's it for me.
What do you mean that's it for you?
Look at the time. What do you think? We have all day here to have fun with Sturla and Olga?
We'll continue the romance after these.
Okay.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
They're great. They're awesome every morning.
Every morning on Alice 97.3.
Digga 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 digga. Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show powered by San Francisco Bay Coffee. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. Bob is amazing. She's always putting up reels and pics from the Sarah and Vinny morning show daily, and there are links there to all our personal profiles.
Way to go, Bob.
Yeah, Bob.
Does it get any better than Bob?
No.
No.
It does not get better
than
Bob. It
does not get better than Bob. What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Marathon. Alice has your chance to run in the iconic San Francisco Marathon. All this week, head to RadioAlice.com to enter for your chance to win a full marathon registration bib for the San Francisco Marathon on July 26th, courtesy of the San Francisco Marathon.
Oh.
We have a team running, and I will likely mention this to the missus because she'll go run a marathon anytime, anywhere. She loves it.
She doesn't love this one though, right?
No,
this is the hard one.
This she will run any marathon. But this is not flat.
No,
this is the San Francisco Marathon. This is a workout. Mm. No, she'll be into it. And I've run stuff in city streets where, you know, they've cleared the path for you.
Yeah.
You're now running down there, looking up at the buildings. It's really, really cool. Very fun. So,
and you showed me the route yesterday. It's super cool how it weaves through and then goes over and back across the Golden Gate Bridge. Like, that's great.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
So there's that. Okay. Rain today.
All right.
This first story is fun. It's good news. It's not bad news. And I've actually got a couple decent news stories to get us started today.
Okay.
A toddler in Missouri.
I like to call it misery. They do call it Missouri there.
Oh, they do.
They do.
A toddler in misery had to be rescued from a claw machine game on Saturday.
Oh, goodness.
2-year-old Cooper King.
Oh, Cooper King.
Oh, Coop. I already love you.
Cooper. That's a cute name.
It is a fun name. A lot of dogs get named Cooper too, though. So that's, you know, tough. But 2-year-old Cooper climbed into the claw machine when his parents weren't watching. His mom said, "I took my eye off him for 15 seconds. Yeah, that's how it works.
Yep.
Uh-huh. He was stuck inside for 20 minutes before an employee showed up with a key to rescue Cooper from the claw machine. Here's a photo.
How did he even get in there?
There's Coop. You can see all the grown-ups looking through the glass.
Oh, my gosh.
Cooper's just in the claw machine with all the bulls.
Well, he picked out the one he wants, so I guess that's...
I hope he gets to keep it.
Yeah. I mean, you'd think, right?
Oh, he just got them a ton of run, whoever they are.
Yeah, who are they again?
Hold on.
The claw machine people or the restaurant?
It doesn't say the restaurant, but they say here he had a great time.
So he crawled in through the prize door.
I guess.
That's the only way.
It's the only possible way.
And the balls are sizable, so okay.
Like maybe 8 to 10 inch diameter balls, and so I guess if he's a skinny little thing. His head looks normal sized, you know.
Most people, less so with kids, but you have that like, this could be dangerous or this, I might get stuck in here.
Yeah.
But kids don't always have that like.
Toys.
I can push through this.
Yeah, I can do that. I just got born 2 years ago. I know how to get my shoulders through. Don't worry about it. I'm all set. Squeezing through a tight space. Very soft bones. I can do this.
This is very familiar. Huh.
It's way more fun in here, though. Jeez, look at all the colors.
The Orange County Sheriff's Office in Orlando added a new vehicle to their fleet.
Did they?
An ice cream truck.
Oh.
It's a community outreach thing.
I thought it was like an entrapment thing.
No, no, no. They're going to be driving it around, handing out free ice cream to the children's of the Orlando area.
Oh.
They say the whole thing is paid for using money seized from drug dealers. And this is their, pardon me, this is their outreach. Community outreach, giving ice cream to the kids.
Huh.
It's good, right?
It's, well, who doesn't want free ice cream?
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine it gets far, though. Like, kids start hearing there's free ice cream and suddenly you are surrounded.
Yeah. I think it's great.
The lead kid. So it goes all Lord of the Flies. Give me all your ice cream.
I got some ice cream and you don't have none.
Couple in the UK just got engaged after meeting in their retirement home. 85-year-old Pamela Walters is a cougar on the hunt.
Wow.
Her fiance is Colin. He's just 73.
Yeah, she's swooping in for the young boy.
They got close a year ago and got engaged on January 28th. No wedding date yet. They're just enjoying their engagement right now.
Oh, that's great.
I'll enjoy
our engagement right after I have my Jell-O.
I hope that you are enjoying it because if you don't make plans and, you know, rush down the aisle, you might not get there. So enjoy that partnering up. And
watch out for chlamydia. It's rampant in old folks' homes.
No. Mm, no, that's not part of my story at all.
Oh, but I just wanted to add that in because that is a true thing.
No.
Yep.
It was nowhere
in
there.
All the old people humping away. They're like, why not? It's not like we're going to get pregnant. Let's do this.
I got Viagra now. They're set.
Yeah.
It wasn't anywhere in the story.
Yeah. So how does her family and his family feel about it?
Is one
of them richer than the other? Are the kids all pissed off?
Maybe they're all dead.
I guess that's possible. Or maybe neither of them ever had any kids.
Who knows? Aww. I don't have that detail. There they are. Love later in life.
And you said they had chlamydia, right?
No.
Yes.
That's right. That was the...
Yeah.
So what was the point? They got chlamydia, and then they have to get married because they both have it.
Yeah.
It's like shared.
That one's easy to get rid of. Trust me. It's that other one. You know.
Where's her drum hit?
Where's my drum hit?
I'm sleeping on that.
If you've ever wished that a friend could smell your farts.
Oh, I often find myself wishing that. Go on.
And provide you with analysis on your gut bacteria.
Oh.
Which you have said, I remember very specifically, you've talked about Maddie's gas for many years prior to working with him.
Oh, my God.
It was all a lie because I've never once smelled anything from him at all.
Bob?
No, I'm definitely the smellier one in this room.
Oh, your farts are pretty stinky.
And you're blasting away in there with Maddie sitting right next to you?
No, but sometimes you have to, you know, or you'll
die. I will say that Maddie is living
he'll explode.
Yeah, you have to just let it go.
Sometimes.
Obviously. I fart all morning. It's fine. Sometimes I'm like yelling really loud. Just know that I'm also farting.
Yeah. I got a whole different box.
That's your cover when you get loud. That's your cover.
Oh, my God. See? Right there. So here's the thing, though. Maddie, me, Maddie, and No Name were all in one room. And sometimes, like, mid-break, No Name and I would look at each other and then both look at Maddie like, oh, my God, something died in him. Like, it was the smell of death. And You are living a much healthier life now.
Yes.
I personally have not smelled any farts of yours in the time you've been back.
No, I
here.
Just go in Kieran's office. That's my
Oh, that's a good place.
That's my fart
like
spot.
She walks in, she's like, oh, free.
Oh, look at that view. Burp.
Oh, the butt burp.
Scientists have developed smart underwear.
Oh.
Can't
oh.
anything just be acoustic no, anymore?
Absolutely not.
Everything's got to be an
analog
e-underwear.
Is in the right, e-wear. E-underwear.
There's a wearable sensor that can clip onto your underwear and monitor your gut bacteria activity by measuring the hydrogen gas in your farts.
Oh.
It can even do this on the go. A battery charge can last up to a week.
Oh.
Researchers say the device detects dietary changes with 95% accuracy and has revealed that the average person passes gas 32 times daily, far more than the 10 to 20 times people typically self-report. I do not
that
fart
always
32.
That always did sound low to me.
You think you fart 32 times a day?
I mean, maybe I'll start counting, but I do, you know, just it seems like it happens.
Do it then.
I can't
You're
right
a counter.
Now.
You count all the lights on the drive-in. You count your laundry. No.
Thought you wanted me to fart right now. Oh my God. I know. I will. I'll try to. If I think of it, that's the thing. You know, you have to like have it in your mind. Mostly I'm just like, oh, that was enjoyable. Moving on with my day.
Okay.
I'll try to keep count. I actually don't know if I've farted at all yet today. I assume I have.
Anyway, if you're worried about your gut bacteria, this new device will help tell you how you are health-wise. Gut bacteria is a thing.
Mm.
It's a real thing, and people...
Yeah, you want healthy gut bacteria. That's what all those probiotics things are supposed to do, like give you the right things you need
That's
to
right.
break down the food.
How about a fast fact?
You know I love those.
If it's about farts,
it would be like right in line with everything else we talked about today.
Roadkill.
Oh, it does get bloated.
Delicious.
Yeah. Gases.
Roadkill.
Delicious.
No, I was actually, I said it again to separate myself from the delicious statement. Mm. Roadkill.
Delicious. I didn't say it.
Roadkill is legal to take in every U.S. state except Texas.
What? Oh, I wonder why.
Many states have various roadkill rules and restrictions, but in Texas, it's outright prohibited.
I wonder why.
I don't know. Because if you hit a deer, the meat's good. Why would you not let people take it home and eat it?
So in a world where questions are asked every day of all the people all the time, if someone said to you, Maddie.
Yes?
Have you ever eaten roadkill, as in an animal that was run over on the road, left behind, squashed under the tires of that Jeep? Your answer would be?
Yes.
You've eaten roadkill.
I have eaten
What
roadkill.
Animals have you eaten off the
Just
road?
Just deer. Just deer. But like.
Really?
Yeah. No.
You had a roadkill cookbook.
I do have a roadkill cookbook, yeah. But I don't think I've had anything else. I've never had anything else off the road, but definitely had venison
that
we got off the road.
Have you ever eaten a skunk?
Oh, God, no.
No.
No. Nobody's going to eat a skunk.
People do, but
they
have never.
They must be starving. Do you remember that movie, Winter's Bone?
Yeah.
Where that lady, you know, played by Jennifer Lawrence, like the first time we ever saw her, she's, you know, skinning the squirrel or whatever.
That's the bleakest movie.
It is so bleak. I would be like, oh, my God, yes, they found a possum. This is great. They're going to be able to eat. She's going to teach her sister how to make possum stew. They won't be just stuck eating squirrels. Like, that is some people's reality.
Didn't you say you like squirrel?
Yeah.
He likes squirrel.
What's good about squirrel?
It makes good gravy. You make like a pot pie gravy with squirrel. Oh. And the cheeks are really delicious. You just eat those.
Real meaty. The face?
Yeah, the meaty face. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
R. Kelly.
Oh, I hate that.
Delicious.
Guy.
Oh, wait, no.
Is afraid of flying and would insist on traveling by bus, even though his biggest hit is I Believe I Can Fly.
Man.
He doesn't like flying.
A lot of people don't.
He's not flying now.
No, he is serving a 30-year prison sentence.
He's
on multiple racketeering and sex trafficking convictions. I just recently saw a lady who said, I was a Jane Doe in the R. Kelly story, and I'm taking my name back. I'm this person. And I just thought, okay, I'm proud of you. I mean, that is, you were abused as a kid. Whatever you want to do, we should all afford you that luxury. You want to come out and say who you are? Do it.
Write a book.
Whatever.
Make a movie.
Yeah.
R. Kelly. That guy.
The Breaking Bad effect is real.
What's the Breaking Bad effect?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Data shows that a cancer diagnosis drives a 14% spike in criminal behavior. The people who find themselves getting the big C talk.
Yeah. I'm not surprised by this. If you knew that the end was nigh, I'd be like, especially if I didn't. I don't know. I wouldn't want to screw my family over, I guess. But, I mean, he was trying to save his family in Breaking Bad, right? Isn't that his whole deal?
He became a dealer in order to make money because they didn't have any.
He knew he was dying, right.
And I believe, I don't remember if the pregnancy was in that first season, but there's a baby at some point on the way as well. So, sorry, spoiler alert. I should always say that first. Either way.
I mean, the show is like 10 years old.
I know. But either way, yes, he gets a cancer diagnosis, and this is a school teacher.
And he's like, why am I going to waste my time working at a school anymore?
When I know how to cook crystal meth better than anybody.
I am going to make money and try to set my family up. But I would think that if you knew you were going to die, like let's say they gave you 6 months to live, I think you'd start to go crazy. It would be an incredibly difficult thing to hear. And you'd be like, I'm going to apply for like 10 credit cards right now. And I'm going to live it up.
That's
maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do remember you told a story many, many years ago of a friend who was diagnosed with cancer and she immediately divorced her husband. And I think that makes more sense that you say to yourself, because we all get caught in things.
Yeah.
Especially if, you know, as you age, layers upon layers of, what, obligations and things.
Yeah.
And I can see someone saying to themselves, I
have very little time left and I'm not wasting another minute with this person.
Exactly.
I think things become really clear in your life when you get a terminal diagnosis. I do too. Because honestly, it's like it makes you realize that you should live your life that way. If things are making you unhappy, you get the one life.
And I would
do what you can to be happy.
I would hope that person would say, I'm in the right place. Like my marriage or my job or my kids are, as opposed to going, I'm getting the, you know what, out of here. But
not wasting another minute here. But if they're not in that good spot, then I am actually not at all surprised that I mean, 14%, it's not like half of people all go crazy.
No, but
I
think that's kind of a lot when you think about the average person not being a criminal. And then suddenly going, I'm going crazy. The Breaking Bad effect. If you get a cancer diagnosis, there's a chance, small, but still, that you 14%. Might decide to start a life of crime.
Yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And Maddie's on the show to read those to you.
707, you guys are amazing this morning. You make me laugh, and I've had a terrible week so far. Aww. Thank you so much.
Oh, what happened?
Well, they didn't say.
They don't say?
No.
Well, it's going to get better. Starting today, everything's going to be okay.
Did you cheat on your girlfriend? And then, well, I guess that's the guy. I'm sure he's not texting us.
Is it the Stolga guy or whatever his name is? Stolva?
415, the reason Stola. Texas doesn't allow roadkill is to inhibit people from hunting in the bed of their pickup trucks, then claiming it was roadkill. People do that. Mm. Let's see here.
So they like shoot something that they're not supposed to shoot, then they run it over and throw the back. And
dead right on the road. Yep. How that happened?
First they take it and swing it against the front of the truck.
Oh my God.
And then
what do you mean, oh my God?
Of course do.
You eat squirrel cheeks and you're like, they're delicious.
Yeah, but I don't take the squirrel and smash its head on a.
Okay, that's enough. Right. Next text.
Yeah. 650, once a cheat, always a cheat. This guy only wants sympathy points from everyone. If I was the lady he cheated on, I'd be so ashamed that I dated the guy who wasn't even good enough to win a gold medal.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Sheila from Daly City.
Mm. Wow. I don't know. I like this one, and I want the movie.
Let's see here. 650, the cheetah. They spelled it cheetah. I like that. Clearly didn't see the Hamilton play. Making your cheating public didn't work out for him either.
No.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember that either.
That's the whole second act.
It is?
Yeah, basically.
Eliza!
Yeah, he was in love with the sister the whole time. But it was married to the...
I wish they'd stop breaking in the action with songs so I could follow the goddamn storyline. That'd be great.
You're so bitter about the parking tickets that you bought.
He was up behind like a post in the balcony on a practice night.
Oh, now you admit that.
Well, I say it because you always say, otherwise you won't know what I'm talking about. It was a preview.
Whatever. Maddie.
It's cool to go to a preview, by the way.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's like you're getting in on the ground floor. Like crazy things can happen.
That's where they make all their mistakes, though. Like, oh.
No, it's not a rehearsal. That's like when all the critics are there. So they're trying to do their best work.
And the energy's at an all-time high because they've barely done it before. They're not in, you know, robot mode.
Yeah. You saw the best iteration of Hamilton.
And I don't know about
And you paid $2,000 for the privilege.
I will say, I think subtitles would be helpful. Yes, in general. But I would like them at the movies, too.
I would, too. I always have the subtitles on, mostly. Sometimes the subtitles are so intrusive. You know, like they put them in the wrong place, and you're like, I can't see the thing that they're trying to show me.
You need to read your movies.
Have you noticed that sometimes if you hit rewind a couple times on your and this is like, I think I see it on Peacock.
It's on, it definitely happens with Apple TV. You rewind it and it automatically puts
the subtitles up for about 20 seconds.
Because they're assuming you missed something. So you're just jumping back. What did I miss?
No, I never noticed that.
That's not on every service, but it's great on the ones that I'm like, oh, this is fantastic. I missed that. Put it back. Boom.
That's very useful.
It pops it up. Yeah.
All right.
Everything's getting so smart.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Bay Area, good morning.
Coffee, please.
Wake up with Sarah and Vinny.
This is amazing!
Ah! Every morning on Alice.
97.3.
I was talking to you about Valentine's Day earlier, and when I saw this story, it's crushing. I think that there are people who will say, you're old.
Well, we are old.
Okay. 1 in 3 college students admit to picking up their phone during the act of lovemaking.
Ew.
I know you love it. You love being called that. But I do think that that is.
Oh, well, I just got a notification. I mean, we're just going to keep going with this, right? So it's fine. I'll pick up my phone.
Now, I can see if you're a college kid and you're doing it a lot, that maybe you would feel. But when you're grown up and you have a life and work and family, and you get a moment of doing it, you expect that moment to be between the two of you and not to
the
see
outside
you
world
picking up the phone and texting. Would you be insulted if your new friend picked up her phone and checked her text while you were in the act?
Yeah, absolutely. That would just destroy me. I'd go, "Rrr," you know, like.
I'd be bummed about it, too. I don't know about the whole...
I would shrinkage.
Boo. But, Bob, have you ever picked up your phone while in the throes?
I think I've reached over to silence it, you know, if somebody's calling. But, no, of course not. I don't understand how you would even have... Why? No, of course not.
Didn't Paris Hilton do that in that video?
I was going to say, I don't think Vinny's seen the Paris Hilton video. And I always say she's doing Scott Shannon, but she isn't. Who is she doing? That dude that she's in the tape. Oh. I always say the other guy's name, and it's not even Scott. It's
it's not.
So
I can't think of it.
I think he's behind her, and she reaches out in front of her and starts looking at her phone.
I'm Rick like, Solomon.
Rick Solomon.
Why do we always forget his name? I mean, why should we remember his name?
Right.
I don't know what that is all about. I understand young people have, you know, phone addiction and social media addiction.
I'm multitasking.
Unless you're doing it all the time, and so that's just part
I'm bored
of
with
the,
us. Also, you're taking too long. All that cocaine.
Oh, that's the Paris Hilton video. Mm. Yeah, so there you go. A new survey of 100,000 college students found 35% of Gen Z adults admit they've texted or scrolled social media during the act.
That's crazy. That's such a shame. Don't do that.
Yeah.
No wonder you're not doing it that
try
much. You don't like it.
Try to have a moment.
Yeah. Get in the zone.
I absolutely, especially if you're in a partnership, a long-term thing, that is the reconnect for most. I can't speak for most dudes. I'll speak for myself. For me, that is that, oh yeah, it's this thing. This is like the thing that we began with, and it
we love each other. We do nice things for each other.
Well, it also chemically does that.
Yep.
Like you both release hormones, oxytocin, all that good stuff that bonds you closer together. So you do feel closer together afterwards. Science.
Da, 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 da.
What do American couples argue about?
Money.
They say here, the most common issues are tone of voice or attitude, communication styles, and money.
Sure.
Sure. Mm. Isn't that funny that I used to say that, my kid picked it up, and when she started saying it back to me, I felt like insulted. Like, sure. Well, that's pretty half-assed. What's your problem? And I realized she got it from me.
Mm.
Yikes.
Learned it from watching you, Dad.
Well, having heard it, I went, oh, that doesn't sound good, even though I mean it to sound
agreeable.
100% agreeable.
Sure. I'm 100% agreeable.
It doesn't sound good, does it?
Yeah.
So tone of voice or attitude, communication styles, and money. And I can agree with most of that, I think. Absolutely.
That was everything at the end of my relationship. In a nutshell,
it's
communication style, money, all of that. That was it. They nailed it. Is what I'm saying.
Communication styles, tone of voice, attitude, all that stuff is part of the reason we're in counseling. Absolutely. It's a factor in things.
Do you guys make an effort to like speak more nicely to each other?
We are working on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we've been together 17 years, like, or whatever. I
can't believe it's been a long time.
It
has been.
I think it's 17 this summer.
Oh, okay.
But either way, yeah, and we have two wonderful little, we have a great life. One of the things we've both kind of reiterated in counseling is we shouldn't even be here. Like, we have it too good to be here. It's stupid, but nonetheless, we're working on it. So we're trying. Women also say emotional needs is a factor along with life decisions, household chores, family relationships, and amount of quality time spent together.
Mm.
Men agree with those, but they also are more likely to mention health and lifestyle decisions, along with food choices, driving, and major purchases are reasons why couples argue.
Food choices? Driving? And what was the last one?
Well, driving. You've talked about John's driving, and I've certainly been like, why are you holding the...
Because you drive like a maniac.
I don't, though. I'm a great driver.
All dudes drive like maniacs.
That seems to be one of the things people argue about.
Mm. It's honestly the only time John and I ever argue is in the car. And I try to hold my tongue, but it's really hard. I'm like, so we're just going to ignore stop signs now, huh? Okay. There's no stop sign. I'm like, there was.
You're just messing with him, though?
No.
Oh, he really ran a stop sign?
He said it a bunch of times.
What?
So then after the second time, I'm like, I can't not say there's a stop sign coming up. Because at first I go, there's a stop sign coming up. And he'd be like, I know. And I'm like, but you don't always know. And so now I need to tell you.
Oh, relationships.
They're the best.
They so are.
Yeah.
Linda, you're doing fine. Don't worry about it.
You are doing fine, Linda.
hug a horse today, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean,
that's from our bad advice segment earlier today.
Right. A new poll asked people to rate their cooking prowess. 43% of people claim they're a good cook. 43%.
I'm not bad at the things I know how to do, but I'm not very like an experienced. I can follow a recipe.
But variety has to be in there. If you're a good cook, you should be able to make more than eggs.
There's definitely some people have like an innate ability to just grab things and start cooking them. And other people need a step-by-step direction.
I think more important than any of that is there are people who take this moment kind of seriously, and they're trying to make something good. They're actually paying attention. They're focused on it.
Yeah.
They do the measuring as they believe it should be done. And they're hoping to turn out a meal that someone's going to go, I love it. I also think there are other people who are like, I can't get this done fast enough.
Right. That's me.
The giant pain in my butt. I don't want to do it. And here's your eggs. They're black.
Eat them. Sometimes I feel so guilty, like John, and I shouldn't, because I'll be like, you want to see a chef? Do you need any help over there? Do you know, whatever. And he's like, nope. And he's even said, I love cooking.
He likes turning out a good meal.
He does. And he's so psyched when we have people over and he's figured out something that the vegans, the dairy freeze, the vegetarians, the gluten freeze, that everybody can eat. And everyone goes, oh my God, this is so good. And he just loves it. He's so happy with himself. I love that.
That is what I'm talking about. Mm. I think there are people who take great pride in turning out something.
Nourishing the people that they're feeding.
And there are other people who just can't be done with this fast enough.
Yeah, I bought a box of donuts. Here you go. Consider me cooked.
A bunch of Florida seniors got into a pickle brawl.
Oh, a pickle brawl. I like it.
Those pickleballs.
It's a pickle brawl.
I still have yet to play pickleball.
You'd probably love it. You'd probably be really good at it.
I probably would like it. I still haven't done it, though.
It's quick and
loud and annoying.
Nah, it's pretty fun to watch. I hurt myself every time I play.
Stay off our tennis courts.
So I don't do it.
My neighbor across the street was limping and went through surgery and all the stuff for like a year because of a pickleball fall.
I'll bet you right now it's like the number one emergency room visit, or right up there. Like, people constantly hurt themselves.
A Florida couple's facing charges after they got into a huge pickle brawl the other day. It happened Sunday at a country club in Port Orange near Daytona Beach.
Oh.
Someone called 911 and said 20 people were in a physical fight on a pickleball court.
Oh, my God. How exciting.
Most of them were seniors. 63-year-old Anthony Sapienza.
Hey.
He got arrested.
Oh, boy.
He apparently started the fight over a rules violation and accused the other player of stepping in the kitchen.
Oh, you can't do that.
Can't do that.
Which is an area right. So you've played.
Yeah, I'm quite good at it.
Because
of a tennis player.
As mad as you are about it, you turn around and play it.
I have played it, and I know eventually that's where I'm going to end up, because tennis is hard on your body. But
it's a lot bigger of a playing area.
Yeah.
You know, that's the
thing. But
nice
if you play
pickleball,
tennis, pickleball is just a breeze.
Anthony Sapienza.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing? Forget about
that
it.
That was very well done, you two. Thank you. He started the fight over a rules by he accused another player of stepping into the kitchen, which is an area right by the net. According to the police, there were words after that. And then after the match, Anthony called the other player's wife a C-word.
Oh, no.
Which, you know, if you're a husband or a decent partner, you know you have to fight that guy right there.
Yep.
Right.
You don't have the option of saying, all right, honey, grab your stuff. We got to go.
Right. Forget about it.
You got to turn
there
right
is no
around
about it.
And punch that guy in the face right. Because he just called your wife that word.
Oof. I mean, you don't have to punch him in the face.
No, you got
to
punch him in the face.
I don't know. That's really, it's not the answer. That's
the guy
the answer
defended
to
his wife, and then Anthony punched him in the face and hit him with a pickleball paddle.
And that's exactly why you don't punch somebody in the face. Right. Violence leads to more violence.
True.
So you hit him in the body. Do body blow?
Hold on
hit him
minute.
In the gut?
Hit him on his pickleballs.
I always love how Bob, you know, lives in the young people world. So just please tell me you're at the latest EDM show. You're riding whatever you ride. A beer, ecstasy.
The music.
music.
Let's just go with the music.
All right, let's go with the music. And you, there you guys are. You're dancing and someone turns around and starts something with you. And the guy calls you a C word. And there's your partner, Susan, who's actually a former NFLer.
Yeah, he's not a former NFL. Let's do it.
He's not a small man and he knows how to handle himself. And you're going to be like, no, honey, don't.
Of course I'm going to say no. And this does happen, right? Because especially, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's the trick right there. He has to go, oh, I'm going to punch this guy in the face. And then you have to say, no, baby, don't. No. He's not worth it.
His aggro, toxic masculinity, he has grown out of that. And I'm very thankful for that. But this does happen at shows because a lot of times you're in, not so much at serious EDM shows, people like to have their space, but at a lot of concerts you are packed in there like sardines, and if somebody's had a lot to drink, they are way less of aware of their space and they might be bumping into you, and you just have to approach it like they're not trying to bother you, you know, just say, hey, let them know, like, hey, I'm standing here, this is my group,
and then he turns around and yells the C word at you. What is Susan supposed to do?
Kill him with kindness. Always. The energy you put out there keeps going, baby.
You know what, buddy? You're kind of right. She kind of is a C word. I get it.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. No, I can see that. Yeah, yeah.
You know, you make a really good point.
And I'm really sorry about stepping in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You should see how she is after another hit of ecstasy.
Talking about the capital C then.
In the moment, I'm sure that the gut reaction is, oh my God, I've got to punch this guy. But later, you could be proud of yourself for not.
I actually think Bob's right, and I do. But I also think there are, and I believe this, whether or not you're out there saying, no, no woman. There are women who do want you to step in and do something right freaking now.
Get my wife's name out your effing mouth.
I do believe
that's
that.
That's right, baby.
Uh-huh.
You tell them.
Anyway, Anthony, who is the guy who ended up getting arrested, ended up punching multiple people and pushing a 70-year-old woman to the ground.
Oh, great.
He was completely out of hand.
And this is like a delight.
Pickleball.
He's Italian, but we're fiery.
Yay.
His 51-year-old wife, Julianne, got into it too. She's facing felony charges for battery on a person 65 or older. She's only 51.
Wait, elder abuse?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Don't get her on the ages. Extra charges.
Oh, no, they're all old. 51 seems like, it seems like Anthony got himself a spring chicken at 51.
He's 63?
Anthony is, hold on, I have it all, 63, yes. Wow.
I'm listening.
Thanks. Anyway, it all ended up in
a 20-person pickle brawl.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the pickle brawl. I feel like those are happening, and now we have a name for them.
They're doing court on March 3rd, and they're in big trouble. And here are their mug shots.
I can't wait.
Who've been arrested.
Oh, what an attractive couple. Oh, my God. They look like people you want to see out of the pickleball. I honestly can't believe either one of them plays it. He is red as a tomato. He looks like his head's about to explode. And she looks like a sad librarian.
Librarian?
I don't know, lunch
lady
maybe.
She looks younger than 51 to me.
Oh.
She doesn't look that old. I mean, maybe, I guess. Anyway, and he looks like...
he looks like he would just get livid and his face would get all red.
I've seen that guy in New York.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm going to guess is where he spent the majority of his years before retiring down Florida way.
Yeah, right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697, and Maddie is on the show.
We got a follow-up from Linda.
Oh, hey, Linda, from the Pony Express. Yeah, we talked about her situation of not having a relationship.
I love you guys. Thank you for making me feel normal. Hugging a horse for you, Vinny, as we speak. Have a great weekend.
Good job, Linda.
Horses are great.
And thanks for writing in. She had a lot of nice things to say and kind of a one-line question, and I felt like, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. People are sad when they don't have a relationship going in.
408, I get so frustrated with my son for never saying a simple no thanks. He always says, I'm good. But like Vinny, I realized he got it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's true. I'm good is a catch-all for, I'm sure what you mean is no thanks.
Right.
But no thanks is a much nicer way to, you're thanking someone for making the offer.
But the point is that I will be doing something out of habit or out of just normal reaction, but hearing it back at me is when I went, whoa, I don't like the sound of that.
Right.
Coming out of a 5-year-old. What the heck? So, you know, I've made changes. Nice. Working on it.
510.
Sure.
I'm constantly being told to stop yelling, and I don't think I'm yelling. I'm just loud.
That's me too.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the, there's no doubt.
We should try to do a show someday where we talk really softly the whole time. Can you do it?
I don't.
Nope, you can't.
I can do, I can do it and be super sensual.
No, no, no. You're not on that show.
Hey, everybody.
You're excluded. We don't need you. All right, listen. I'm splitting.
You're out of
I got I'm going to the East Coast, and no. I hope you guys weather the storm all right.
We're going to be fine.
I want to say thanks to 95.7 The Game for having me on this morning. You're going
to
pull some audio from
We're
that?
We're going to try to get the audio for that and put it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh.
That'd be fun, right? It was good. So have a great week. So Mason is going to sit in for me next week.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be super fun. I hope you guys have a great time with her. And Bob is going to take on the role of Sarah coming up here.
Show's not over yet.
We're doing 1 hour without you.
We have been on the air for 3 hours since our last broadcast mistake.
Let me update the board.
And I would like to point out that the one mistake that was made this morning at 6 o'clock in the morning was Maddie. And Maddie will be back to run the board now. And so all the mistakes from here on out, unless I screw up right now, which could happen, it's all going to be Maddie.
What a parting shot. She blew through.
All right. We'll be back in a sec.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
All morning.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.